Good afternoon and welcome to Aceras Arequipa Fourth Quarter 2025 Earnings Conference Call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today he will be discussing Aceras Arequipa Fourth Quarter 2025 results, as per the press release issued by the company on Tuesday, 27th. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation is finished, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. At that moment, further instruction will be given for the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any question to our company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask you to refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Aceras Arequipa Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, you can proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's Fourth Quarter 2025 Conference Call. We are glad to have you with us today, and we appreciate your continued interest in the company's performance. Before we dive in, let me walk you through today's agenda, which you can find in slide number two. I will begin by highlighting an acquisition executed in December. Then I will provide an overview of our consolidated results before presenting an in-depth analysis. Lastly, I will be sharing our initial guidance for the full year 2026, after which I will open the floor for your questions. With that, let's turn into our first agenda item, where I will cover a recent event in slide number three. As part of our vertical integration strategy, Aceros Arequipa Corporation acquired the assets of two scrapyards in Tampa, Florida, including a shredder, a sorbent separating plant, and other equipment. This acquisition strengthens CASA's ability to secure a stable and reliable supply of scrap metal, ensuring consistency, availability of raw materials required for our steel production. Now, please let us proceed to slide number four for an overview of our financial results. Please note that all figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2025. Additionally, any growth rate shown or commented will be year over year unless otherwise specified. In the fourth quarter 2025, revenue reached 1.3 billion, reflecting a 4% year growth. Higher sales, mainly in other markets, drove this performance despite a lower US dollar exchange rate. EBITDA rose to 171 million, or 3% year-over-year increase. At the bottom line, net profit was higher by 8 million, or 16% increase, reaching 54.6 million, mainly due to lower exchange rate differences and lower financial expenses. By the end of December 2025, operating working capital requirements stood at 1.1 billion, or 271 million lower than the figure recorded at the close of 2024. Meanwhile, we continue to advance our investment plans with CapEx totaling 99 million for the quarter. These investments were directed to our key projects to enhance our operation capacity and efficiency, as well as at the acquisition mentioned before. Finally, net debt closed to 1.5 billion, sorry, lower than the end of the last year. Our leverage ratio was also lower, reaching 1.8 net debt times EBITDA LTM, driven by a combination of a lower net debt, and a higher EBITDA. These results highlight our focus on value creation based on strategic long-term initiatives together with financial discipline. Please let us now turn to slide number five. Let's now focus on the drivers for revenue performance. During the fourth quarter, consolidated revenue reached 1.3 billion, a 48 million or 4% year-over-year increase. This growth was driven by higher sales in other markets due to exports to non-recurring destinations, despite a lower US dollar currency exchange rate. Other markets reached 243 million, which represent an increase of 34 million or 16% year-over-year, which was mainly explained by river and by products. Peru's revenue reached almost 1 billion, which represents an increase of 14 million or 1.4% year-over-year, which was mainly explained by rebars, tubes, and flat products. Regarding the breakdown by market, Peru accounted for 81% of total revenue, while other markets represented 19%. On a byproduct type sales, the river and wire rods category grew 7.2% year-over-year, supported by higher volume sales in Peru and other destinations. The merchant bar and bars for mining bulk category decreased 34% year-over-year, mainly due to a decrease in the volume of round bars for mining bulks. The other category grew 17% due to higher revenue from byproducts, tubes, flats products, and corrugated steel sheets. Now let's move to slide number six to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the fourth quarter reached 197 million, a 2.5% year-over-year decrease with gross margin of 15%. This reduction was mainly driven by lower profitability in nails and wire category in Peru and ferrous products, which was partially offset by higher profits in other products category in Peru, non-ferrous byproducts sold in the US, and profit from the Bolivian market. From an operating perspective, EBITDA reached 171 million, 5 million above fourth quarter 2024, representing a 3%